Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Do you believe that you are God's masterpiece? The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Psychologists say our self-worth is often based upon what we believe the most important people in our lives think of us: a parent, a spouse, a friend, or a mentor. The problem is that sooner or later, people say something that cuts like a knife and brings heartache and pain, or they show by their actions that we are not really that important in their eyes. If we are receiving our value and worth only from those who hurt us, we will likely feel inferior, insecure, and less valuable over time. And we will lose our self-confidence, and we will not be able to shine the light of God through our life. We will not be able to do the good things that He called us to do. We will be limited by their opinions, by their comments, or how they treat us. My brothers and sisters, we need to understand that we were created in the image of God. And God loves us so much. We are so valuable. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He bought us out from the kingdom of darkness by the life of Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 say, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God say in the Bible that we were created in the image of God. We are so valuable, and He blesses us. He gives us authority to rule and reign on earth here. The problem is that Adam and Eve sinned against God. That's why they lost that authority to Satan. And Satan started to really take advantage of human being and put human being down and cause mankind to sin. But now we are not sinners. We are the righteousness of God by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God loves us so much. We are so valuable and precious. He started to work in us, and He began to change us from glory to glory. We become God's masterpiece. In His sight, we are so precious. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 4 say, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you are precious in God's sight. You have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life." These scriptures are not only for Jacob, but for all the children of God who believe in Jesus Christ. After we repent and believe in Jesus and become born again, we are God's children. And He said that God loves us. We are precious in His sight. He died for us, and He loves us so much. We are so valuable in His eyes. Isaiah 49, verse 16 say, "I have written your name on the palms of my hand. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins." You see, God put our names, our life on the palm of His hand. The key To gaining a true sense of value is to let your Heavenly Father be the most important person in your life. If you listen to what He says about you, you will feel accepted, approved, valuable, redeemed, forgiven, secure, and confident. You will feel extremely valuable, and that is exactly the way God wants you to be. His masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece. You are valuable. You have been custom made, one of a kind. You are not average or ordinary. God created you in His very own image. And that is exactly how you should see yourself. When I first moved to the US, I was looked down by a lot of local people here because I spoke with accents and I did many things out of their culture. Every time people looked down on me, I was smiling and put my chest up, my shoulder up, and they did not bother me because I know I'm a child of God. I'm so precious in His eyes. And He anoints me. He loves me. He cares for me. He has the best plan for my life. Therefore, I will not depend on other people's opinions. I don't even depend on my dad's opinion or my mom's opinion anymore, because I have the Heavenly Father who is my good Father, who loved me. He loved me so much. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8, but God demonstrated His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God loved us so much. He sent His Son to die for us. That's why you need to know that you're so valuable in God's sight, and we should do good things in order to glorify Him. So from now on, please look at yourself as a valuable, precious man or woman of God. You are a son or a daughter of the King of all kings. And God loves you. God has a good plan for you. The plan to prosper you, not to harm you. The plan for your future and for your hope. And because you see your value, you are the child of the living God. From now on, make a decision. You're going to do good things in this world. You're going to help the poor. You will preach the gospel. You make disciples. You build a church. You are the good employee of your company. You will treat other people well. You shine the light of God. That's why the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. After you realize that you are so precious, you're the masterpiece of God, the good God lives in you, the well in you, you are His temple, you are His representative or ambassador on this planet Earth. You say, my God is a good God. He's a God of light. He's a God of truth. He's a good God. I'm going to do good deeds to praise my Father in heaven. I will not cheat. I will not take advantage of people. I will not hurt anybody. I'm going to be good to people around me. And the Bible encourages us to do that way. God make us a new person so that we can do good work for Him. Galatians chapter 6 verses 9 to 10 say, let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who are in the household of the faith. My brothers and sisters, so this message, I want to encourage you. You are precious. You are the masterpiece of God. You don't come from cookie cutter. You are so unique. You have special personality, gifts of God, talents, experiences. And God put the DNA in you, His spiritual DNA. His Spirit dwells on the inside of you. He gives you anointing and power and wisdom and favor and grace so that you can do good things to other people and you can be the blessing to the nations. From now on, remember this, you are God's masterpiece. Let us pray. Father, thank you that because you have made us, there can be nothing ordinary about us, Lord. Thank you that we are your child and created in your image. We believe and declare that we are your masterpiece designed by you on purpose to do good deeds, Lord. Just the way we are, Lord, right now, we believe we are precious and valuable in your sight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe that you will practice what you learn here. Again, don't let anybody put you down, step on you, walk on you, and despise you. You are a child of the living God, and you're precious in His sight. Keep smiling, keep being happy, keep doing good to even your enemies, okay? God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this teaching, and I believe the Holy Spirit speak to you and help you to have more confidence in who you are in Christ. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.